Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right now, though, on to more serious business. And joining me is Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Kedar?
Well, it depends. Personally, I'm okay. Nationally, we'll be okay.
I hope so. Do you think that Hamas and Israel will find resolution and be able to agree on a ceasefire agreement?
Well, there are only two answers. One is yes, one is no. I have no idea, because every hour we hear another problem.
Yes.
Mainly by Hamas, because basically Hamas really don't care. These people don't care about Gaza. They don't care about the suffering of the Gazans. They don't care about the destruction and the people who got killed. They don't care. They just use them as human shields in order to hide behind them, in order to use them as a tool to divert the world's support to Israel, which was in the beginning, to objection to whatever Israel is doing there. This is what they do, and therefore, it is very hard to threaten them. It's very hard to maintain pressure on them. And they actually hold to the hostages, to Israel hostages, as some kind of insurance policy to their heads, because they know that Israel will never bomb a place where those hostages are held.
So have you been through this proposed ceasefire, the deal, the Witkoff deal?
Well, the deal is actually Israel is stretched between its will to release as many as possible of the hostages,
right,
alive and those who are not. But on the other side, we also want to get rid of Hamas from the military point of view and the civil point of view as well, because we all know that if we leave Hamas in Gaza, especially as a governing issue, the next October 7 is only a matter of time. And no state in the world would agree to live side by side near an ISIS-like country like Gaza. So what should we do? It's very, very, very hard question to answer, because on one side we want the hostages back, but on the other side we want to get rid of them, of those who hold to those hostages. How do you bridge between these two poles? It's very hard.
Dr. Kedar, you know, there's few people as dangerous as people who have nothing to lose. And for many years, you and I both know that Gaza has been a cesspool and they haven't had a lot of services. It becomes a breeding ground for radicalism. I mean, look at Yemen, what's happened with Yemen. You know, you've got this radicalism. But maybe with the rebuilt Gaza, there's actually hope for the people of Gaza to have lives, to raise children under normal circumstances, and maybe it won't be a threat to Israel.
Look, we thought that Hamas as the government and the people of Gaza, until October 7th, we thought this is exactly what they want. They want a normal life, they want stability, they want good health, good economy, good education, good medical services. That's what we were thinking, by allowing them to come to work in Israel in order to gain some money. That's why we allowed them to buy from Israel almost whatever they wanted, you know, food and drink, whatever they wanted, they could buy in Israel. And we thought that they will never give up on the state, which Hamas already had factually in Gaza. And this was our mistake, because everything which they did through the 16 and a half years since Hamas took Gaza over in June 2007, everything which they did was retroactively was a deception against us, and we actually fell into this deception, unfortunately, and we suffered what we suffered from since the October 7 until this very day.
Yeah, that is where we leave it. And thank you very, very much, Dr. Mordechai Kedar, former IDF intelligence officer. From all of us at Chai FM, we say thank you very much. We say Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach for Shavuot. And that's it. All right, we're going to sign off in a couple of minutes right after this.